is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City. Never doughy, just that perfect crust. The wings, crispy, juicy, and loaded with that buttery, spicy buffalo kick. And if you've never had one, order the legendary beef on weck. You'll thank me later. Moretti's, just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Malden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
Hey Clemson fans, this summer turn up the style and turn down the heat at Tiger Sports Shop. Whether you're chasing the sun or staying in the shade, we've got lightweight looks from Nike and Lululemon to keep you cool. Don't miss out on our sizzling summer shavings. It's the coolest way to celebrate your Clemson pride. Football season is coming fast, so get your gear and be ready to cheer. Shop local at our two Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or order anytime at tigersports.com. Where summer style beats tiger spirit. Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Services in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Services build it for you. Golf Cart Services is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your club car Onward today and really enjoy life.
Walked up to the Road Rage. We're back. You know, I'm getting a lot of great texts too, and I'm trying to include you. And I know yesterday when there's six people on hold all day long, I know some of you texters probably feel slighted. It's not. I'm just, you know, the text line is full of sports questions. Ramona can't answer those questions, so I answer them. So I'm doing both things, and that's just the way that is. So I try and be as inclusive of you as I can. And you know, when the text line's firing like it was yesterday too, and all six lines are lit, they just keep moving. They keep moving. So, you know, I try and include the best that I can, as always, and I appreciate all your contributions on the text line. Texter says, "Is Cade's lack of awareness in year three just a mental hurdle of his, or the fault of the offensive staff scheme?" You know, I think like anything else, there's always a little of both. I mean, you know, there are things that Cade should know by now. At the same time, you know, I think that the staff could have helped him more than they did. So I think the disappointment from the offensive standpoint was twofold. It was both those things. You know, and some will say, well, you know, there were some open guys and Cade just didn't see him. That's true. But I also think that, you know, Cade would have benefited from some sort of run game. Probably more pressure release, quick game throws, getting the ball out of his hands. But Cade has always had a predisposition to bail out of the pocket. In his earlier days, it was awful. It was probably the worst I've ever seen at the collegiate level. You know, there were times he'd retreat 30, 40 yards from the line of scrimmage, which you just can't do. And, you know, I think he still has this tendency. this tendency that when he feels pressure, his first reaction is to bail. When I think his first reaction needs to be to hang in and throw the ball, you know, to take advantage of the pressures, you know, especially if a team is blitz happy. Like I said, if you go to the National Football League and you go check the quarterback ratings of guys like Brady or Drew Brees when these guys were playing, of what they did against blitz pressure, they destroyed it. They wanted nothing more than to be blitzed. By this point in his career, Cade should feel some sort of comfort level in that. He should know where blitzes are coming from. He should sense them. He should feel them. But beyond that, he should know that, well, okay, if you're bringing a corner fire, I'm going to attack you there. I'm going to attack the evacuated space. I'm going to throw into that. There just wasn't much of that. You've got to know where your hot reads are. When LSU's bringing that much pressure, you've got to know that. And he didn't handle any of that well. And the onus of that is on him. I mean, when you've been here as long as he has and you have these type of weapons around you, you know, even without Antonio Williams, you've got to be able to better handle that. At the same time, you know, he could have benefited from a run game. And like I said, 2nd and 7 as opposed to 2nd and 10, 3rd and 6 as opposed to 3rd and 10. Every little run matters. They add up. They amount to first downs. That's how you possess the ball. That's how you win. You win by stringing first downs together. That's how you win. And you don't have any of that when you know, every other pass is incomplete and you're 1st and 10 and 2nd and 10 and 3rd and 10. I mean, that you can't have that. You just can't have that. You know, let me put it this way. There are a lot of times when you watch even NFL teams, and I'm coming to you guys on the phone, where for example, let's stick with Brady, and let's say it's Brady in New England, okay? So Brady throws on first down, it's an incomplete pass. So what do you do on 2nd down? On 2nd down, you run. On 2nd down, you run. And why do you run? Well, you want to make it a more manageable down and distance on 3rd down. So you run for 4 yards. And 4 yards doesn't seem much, but 3rd and 6 is suddenly manageable as opposed to 3rd and 10. 3rd and 6 brings in a whole different realm of possible route combinations and quick game throws than 3rd and 10 does. And so these little things matter in the success of the quarterback. Greg and then Michael. Yeah. Greg, how are you, Greg? Greg?
Hey.
Hey.
Something's weird going on with, I don't know, maybe it's on my end. It's like I hear you say something at a lower tone and then it repeats at a higher volume. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
I'm not sure. I hear you fine, Greg.
Well, I called because I wanted to report to you that I won my first spoils at Underdog.
All right. All right.
I don't know how. It had something to do with a ladder and some major league pitchers.
Okay. So you won, but don't know how you won.
Yeah, and well, I'm taking the...
I. By the way, Greg, I lost on Saturday and know exactly how I lost.
Yeah, my approach is, my approach is ready, fire, aim. By the way,
Greg, Greg, do you have something on? Do you have something on? Do you have your radio on or something?
Yeah. All right. How about this?
You have to turn your radio off.
I don't know what's... I'm not sure what's happening.
Greg, I got to put you on hold because we have some sort of failure to communicate, and I'm not sure what's going on there, but... but hey, listen, for future reference, when we come to you on air, don't have a radio on, don't have anything on, not down, off. All right. You can't be listening to yourself on the radio. You'll hear yourself when we come to you. All right. And that's not a reprimand. It's just a state of doing business. Okay. We can't have it on air. So let's clean all that up because that's happened a couple times today. Maybe 3. Michael, how are you, Michael? Good to have you.
Doing well. Looking at blue skies, that means the skies are falling. There's no gloomy days ahead of us.
There you go, Michael.
You know, gotta make it stable. Better. Now make this week this Troy. A lot better than last week.
That's right.
That said, we, you know, we had an audition tape put out. You know, a lot of teams that we're going to play are going to bring a lot of pressure. So we might as well get used to that. But like you said, we're going to have to, you know, kill the blitz, you know. You know, teams may not be as talented or as deep as LSU. They're going to give Clemson everything they got because they want to beat Clemson. Every team on their schedule wants to beat Clemson. So we're going to get every team's best shot. So I see every team that we're going to play from here on out to bring a lot of pressure, try to get Cade flustered. But in order to do that, quick screens, the running game is the most important thing that we can do. You know, Troy doesn't have, you know, DeMarcus Ware, OCU, Jimmy Nora out there to defend him. So
that's true.
We should be able to run the ball. It starts with the run game to me, Wall. As a former offensive lineman, it starts with the run game. You know, you control the game. That's your quarterback's best friend. You know, time of possession, you know. It makes the game a lot easier when you get the running game going.
Yeah, you know what, Michael, again, even when you can't get it going, you know, it's not like LSU ran the ball in elite manner. It's not like they rushed for 200 yards. They rushed for like 100 yards. But they did enough to keep Clemson honest.
Keep you honest.
And sometimes that's all you have to do to win. You know, it's like I said, you know, I don't know what the most recent stat on this is, but I can tell you for decades – there was an NFL stat about winning percentage, and it related to the run game. And it was not the teams that rushed for the most yards. It was the teams that rushed for the most attempts that won an enormous percentage of the games. They had the most rushing attempts. Well, you know, that was part of that game on Saturday. LSU, despite whether they succeeded or failed running the ball, they still did it. They still handed it off to Durham, who carried it about 20 times, 17, 18 times, whatever it was. And, you know, and it wasn't always successful, but those little gains helped. They helped LSU stay on the field and produce first downs and maintain the football. Whereas Clemson didn't have any of those little gains, so they weren't able to produce first downs.
Right. Well, I think this week, you know, the lines of scrimmage, the offensive line of scrimmage, the defensive line, or the whole defense did that job, you know. But, you know, you got Lesmeyer getting the ball out of his hands quick. So, I mean, you got to get to him when you can.
Yeah.
But offensive line, they got to play better. But I think this is the get-right game. Not the solution, but the get-right because it's a long season. And, you know, give a parallel to Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois last year. They lost their second game of the year, but made it to the playoffs. The Clemson fans, don't get your head down.
You know, Michael, you know what, Michael? That's the single best thing anybody has said that's called this show since this game. Because that's 100% true. You know, that's a really good point. Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois and played for the national championship.
Yeah, at home.
Yeah, that is a really good point, Michael. Very, very good point. And something everybody – so losing to this LSU team by 7 is not going to be a shame at the end of this process and can easily be overcome.
I'd rather lose to ranked LSU than to an unranked
that's a fact.
Illinois.
That's so a fact.
We would have dropped further than what we did if we had to take that kind of a loss.
Yep.
But Clemson fans, keep your head up. The sky is not crazy.
There you go.
Let's make Tuesday better Wednesday better Thursday and get ready for Saturday. Let's go.
That's an excellent job, Michael. Well done. It's a really, you know what, Ramona? That's a really good point. I mean, you know, the point is that you just took on LSU at home and, yeah, lost, and people are disappointed because of these recent performances against SEC-level teams, and I get all that, especially given – you know, what our expectations were for a team that was returning as much talent as Clemson was. I get all that, especially given the fact that I think you feel like you didn't play your best and that maybe you didn't coach your best, you didn't play your best, these type of things. I think all those things are true. But Michael makes a really good point. If Notre Dame can recover from losing to friggin' Northern Illinois at home, and go on to play for a national championship, then Clemson can certainly recover from losing a 7-point game to an LSU team that's clearly a top five team in the country. Clearly. Chuck, I'll get to you as soon as we come back. Let me tell you about Burn Digital. They're the other half of us, your local full-service digital marketing powerhouse. We handle everything from powerful SEO to cutting-edge digital video campaigns in both big and small screen. With services like advanced geofencing, we reach your exact local audience. Get your message seen on connected TV ads just like the pros. We understand this market better than anybody, and we have all the tools to make you shine. We are local. We will stay connected with you, and we know what we're doing. We know this market better than anybody. Burn Digital is a proud part of the Roar FM family. Again, they're the other half of us. You know, consider us like a duck. We're the part above the water that you see. They're the part below the water, pedaling hard to make the whole thing go. The same quality and community commitment you know from your favorite station. Combine Burn Digital with an ad campaign on the Roar for the most potent marketing strategy humanly possible. Discover how Burn Digital can make you stand out. Go online at theroarfm.com. Click on the advertising tab to contact us. I promise you will 100% thank me later. All right, we're still taking your calls. I think Greg is back. Chuck and Taylor's. We'll get to your calls and more on the other side. We're also still talking a little bit about Clemson's defense. There are still some areas I haven't got to as yet that I want to. And I want to take a look at some of the other big games and my takeaways from some of those games, what we actually saw, what it means. I want to talk about some of the quarterbacks involved. We could really go to midnight, but we're only going to 7. And at 7, Ashby will be back with Overtime with Ashby. So stay tuned for that at 7 o'clock. Ashby did a great job last week in her initial voyage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Warm weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard as you're preparing meals for your family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're on your way to the beach or the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter for you. The Ingles floor department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. So take it from me, you'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Hey guys, summer's here, and no one wants to see that tired dad bod at the pool. At Low Country Male, we don't do body positivity. We make men men again. That means trimming the belly, boosting energy, and showing up strong in the bedroom. Testosterone and weight loss plans start at just $5 a day with labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Plus, ED solutions, peptides, shockwave therapy, hair regrowth, and more. Make men men again. Visit lowcountrymail.com.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Hey Clemson fans, college football is back, and to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a Labor Day mattress sale. Starting Monday, August 25th until September 14th, find some time between football games to make it out to Engineered Sleep. They have brand new products for you to see and huge in-store savings. Engineered Sleep keeps it simple and easy, just like mattress buying should be. You have to check them out on 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville, across from Krispy Kreme.
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson, and up next is your Clemson Daily Update, presented by BASF. Hey, Tiger fans, want to join another winning team? Join the hundreds of BASF employees creating team chemistry every day at BASF in Seneca. Starting pay is $24 an hour with more for experience. BASF offers rewarding careers, top-tier benefits, and opportunities for growth. Apply now at www.basf.com/Seneca. That's www.basf.com/Seneca. BASF and Seneca, we create chemistry. Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Women's basketball team had their 31-game regular season schedule announced yesterday. 18 ACC contests, 13 non-conference games. Clemson is scheduled to play 11 games against teams that participated in the NCAA tournament in 2025, six who made the Sweet 16. Clemson will open up their regular season on November the 3rd against USC Upstate in Little John Coliseum. And Sean Poppy's ball club will play four games against teams from the state of South Carolina, including the Palmetto Series meeting with South Carolina. That will happen in Columbia on the 11th of November. So if you want tickets for Clemson women's basketball, just go to ClemsonTigers.com, and you can find out everything you need to know right there for ordering your tickets. Also, congratulations to sophomore soccer player Ransford Gian, as he was named the ACC Offensive Player of the Week for men's soccer, announced by the league office yesterday. For Gian, it was his first Clemson career honor and also the first Offensive Player of the Week award for the Tigers this season. Men's team will be playing host to Pitt on Friday night at historic Riggs Field at 6 p.m. As always, go Tigers!
GNC knows that you're not always feeling it at the gym, but don't get down, get lit, and get more out of every workout. Beyond Raw Lit is a clinically dosed pre-workout that flips the switch and gives you more energy, focus, intensity, and pumps. The perfect combo for a killer workout. Plus, it's got incredible flavors and thousands of five-star reviews, so you know it's good. Pick it up at GNC stores or go to GNC.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place for sports talk in the Upstate is right here, every day. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage, coming to you on the phone lines. Still busy. Texter said, Texter 843 said, love the way you differentiate between a third and 10 and third and 5 or 6. Huge difference in what the offense should or could do. Let's see what happens versus Georgia Tech. Right. Again, I think you win football games not just with explosives, but with stringing together first downs. And you exert control over games by stringing together first downs. And if you don't do that, you can't win games. And one of the ways you do that are with these little hidden yards that completely open up what you can do versus what you can't do. Again, if you're facing third and 10 all the time, regardless of how you got there, okay, that's a throw where you have to hold the ball. And if you're facing it versus the type of pressure LSU was presenting, that's a problem. Again, those hidden yards, 3 and 4 yards, they open up what you can do, what's available to you in your playbook arsenal. And that's what was missing in the second half. That's the part that's not on Cade. That's the part that, again, he did not play well. He's acknowledged that, all right? And he has to play better. against that level team. That's obvious. But equally obvious was Clemson didn't help him as much as they could have. You know, that I think you could, had you committed, had you not abandoned the run, I think you could have made his job more manageable in terms of the second half. And in so doing, maybe produced more first downs, maybe produced a little more time of possession, which was a problem in the second half of the game. All right, to the phones, and it's Greg. Greg is back, Ramon, is that it?
Yeah, he's okay. Back.
All right, so Greg, Chuck, Matthew, Byron, I'm coming to all of you. Oops, I did that wrong. Hold on, Matthew. And we just lost somebody, so. Greg, how are you, Greg?
I'm good. Oh, so, all right, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Greg, thank you.
Okay, I can hear you, so good deal. No, I was saying, to wind up what I was saying about underdog, is I've employed the strategy of ready, fire, aim. So I'm just throwing money first, and we'll learn how to play second.
Ready, fire, aim, Ramona. That's my favorite underdog strategy ever. He says, we'll learn. He said, I employ the strategy of ready, fire, aim on underdog. We'll learn how to play it second.
It's worked so far.
I like it. I like it.
The guy upstaged me somewhat talking about the Notre Dame, whoever it was, Northern Illinois.
Yeah.
Because I was gonna mention about 9 years ago, we almost lost to Troy.
And, yeah.
One thing we knew for sure, and that was the world was coming to an end.
That's true.
I mean, you know, we went out and dug a cellar and bought canned goods, but a few months later, somebody said, hey, get out of there. We're playing for a national title.
That's right.
I'm like, really? So,
well, you know, another texter wrote me on that and said, God, you know, that Notre Dame thing with Northern Illinois happened so long ago, I forgot it even happened. And he's right, because I basically forgot it happened too. I mean, I knew it happened.
Yeah.
But you know, I thought it was a really good call by Mike to offer that up. Yeah.
Well, using the logic I like to use, so I hope we struggle against Troy this weekend, because if we do, it means we're going to win the national title.
There you go, Greg.
But I'm gonna stick with ready, fire, aim.
Yeah.
As long as I got a plus side.
Exactly right. Number. Exactly right.
All right. Well, I'm. So you, on a serious note, I know you make your picks on teams at the end of the week. Do you talk about and on underdog like picks you make on individual players?
Yeah. Yeah. We've given out a whole bunch of winners on underdog. In fact, you know, it was the end of last week that I gave out a $50 play that hit for $700.
Okay, now, all right. So I need to tune into that. There may be something to that, huh?
We'll see. We'll see, Greg. Now, I missed both my main plays on Saturday, so maybe I'll do ready, aim, fire, too.
Okay.
All right, Greg.
You know, I was going to mention this real quick. I wonder if Klubnik has had some nice little fancy Dan runs when he rolls out to the right against teams of lesser athletes.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's fallen in love with that a little bit.
Well, look, one of the only positive elements in the run game from the offense was actually Cade off schedule running the ball, running to his right, which he did several times, I want to say, in the second quarter of the LSU game. So,
yeah.
You know, there was some of that.
Thank you for letting me in again.
Yep, thank you, Greg. Good job. Yep, good job. I see you waving in there, Ramona. I got to get to some of these. Matt and Anderson. Matthew, how are you, Matthew? Good to have you.
Good, Walt. Good to be back on the show here. I've been trying to get in. Things happen. I had to drop. So probably right. Heard all these different things I'm about to say and everything like that.
No,
so
you're good.
If I repeat anything, I apologize. Watch the game again. You know, was able to slow it down. I didn't watch it live. I paused it, rewind it, and watched a few things. And I tell you what, Blake Miller, I had three things I want to make sure I hit. First thing is Blake Miller. Blake Miller got whooped the whole game, okay? and it wasn't just one guy. It was different guys that would be on him and stuff like that. And he got whooped the whole game. This notion where he's a top tackle, and it seems like Kate's always getting pressure from that right. It comes at him like right at like 2 o'clock if he's looking at it clockwise, and it's always that right side, and he has to do something, and that's when he gets his happy feet. I don't know. That's just my opinion on it. I'm so furious about the loss because I really thought we was gonna go out there and show out, and I really did. Garrett Riley.
You know, look, I think people recognize, they've said forever, that, you know, Blake is not a round one pick. People have said those kinds of things. They're just, he has struggled with speed rushers in his career. You know, in fact, when I have done my edge room rusher ratings, and I go back and watch film on all those guys, I see a number of those guys in matchups against Blake having beaten him. Now, early on in his career, he's taken a lot of penalties. Now, look, it's hard to start as a freshman at a major university. And I think he's made himself a better football player. There's no question. He lost weight. He redefined his body. He got a little quicker. I think he still has struggled some with speed
maybe
rushers.
Maybe a fourth round. You know, he's a fourth rounder, fifth rounder, or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, he's not... He doesn't have elite feet, and that's something you're just not gonna teach. You either have that or you don't. But he has made himself a better football player. I've always felt that I'd be more interested to see him slide inside a guard and see how he performs at guard.
Guard, yeah, yeah. I think he's athletic enough to do the pulls. I mean, I agree with you on that. Second thing I wanted to say is, I really want to like Garrett Riley. I really do. I've tried my best to. I don't understand how you get away from a running game that bad. You're a numbers guy. Did you see the numbers? It was horrendous. I don't think I've ever seen in a long time where a team abandons the run like that early.
Yeah,
you can't do it,
and you can't do it against an opponent that's being that aggressive. You have to. You have to at least show them the run. Like I said, it's not about whether you rush for 150 yards. It's about whether you run enough to at least keep that aggressive defense honest. And in so doing, you help the quarterback. And look, I've made it clear. I've said it yesterday. I've said it today. I think you cannot underestimate the importance of 3 or 4 yards in creating second and sevens and third and fives versus second and tens and third and tens. That's how you get first downs. And Clemson just neglected all that.
Well, in the age of throwing the ball now, okay, that recipe you just said is still the way you're able to get those passes. Because if you I didn't play no D1 ball, I don't like that, but I understand basic defense. If you have a linebacker or safety that's going to start cheating down just a hair, because you broke off that 4 yard, and they want to make sure that he's there to cover that extra, and he don't break it for 10 yards or 20 or break it for a touchdown. So he's going to come down and make sure that tackle is finished. So when that happens, therefore, it opens. I mean, it's not. I'm not that intelligent, sir. You know, it's not that hard, right? I mean,
well, plus, you know, the playbook, the totality of the playbook is open to you on second and six. It's not on second and 10. The same thing goes for third down.
Right.
It's open to you on third and five. It's not open to you on third and 10. You know, it's vital. Those hidden yards are vital.
Well, this is what I looked at my son and told him. I said, this, all these rumors about us wanting to go to the SEC and stuff like that, I hope them are just rumors, because I do not – I don't want to play. I'd rather stay in our cupcake schedule if that's what they say. I don't really care if they say that. I like the way we have our path, because you go out there and drop an egg, and we still got an opportunity. That's the thing. Dabo knows he has that. I trust Dabo. That's the one thing. All this being said, I do trust him. I have seen him take mediocre to good talent and make it be great talent.
Well, and remember, the last two national championship seasons, the first half of the season was not, you know, was not great. I mean, the team got better in both years and eventually went on to win national championships. Now, I don't know if that's in the offing for this team.
There were people saying that Cade is comparison right there beside, or maybe a little above, or, you know, it depends on what he does this season, above Trevor and Deshaun, you know, if he gets
I'll
never see that. No. That is nuts. I mean, I've seen it on the board, and I almost my fingers, I couldn't type fast enough. You know what I mean? It was ridiculous. But I've been listening on and off, and I really appreciate you being honest and being straightforward, because a lot of us need to hear honesty. Sometimes getting punched in the mouth is not a bad thing, guys. So let's trust in our coaches. And I know these players want to perform. To have all that hype and to let people down, I know they are struggling right now with that. And I hope they come out and I hope they really perform well, because you got a team at the end of the year that you got to play, that I don't want to listen to these people for another year. You understand?
Thank you, Matthew. That's a good job. That's pretty funny. We got a team at the end of the year that you got to play, and I don't want to listen to these people for another year. Yeah, I can understand that. You know, again, I would keep these things in mind in terms of the lookout for the whole season. And Joe and Byron, you two are up next. I would keep these things in mind. One, I think that Clemson just lost to a truly elite team that I believe is the team more than any other that I underrated in my preseason rankings. I put them 9. I think they could be 1. I mean, I think that they have everything that an elite football team wants. They just do. So I think Clemson truly lost to one of the 2 or 3 best teams in the country by 7 points. And was 14 yards away, regardless of how they played. Again, I know LSU controlled the flow of the play throughout the game. I know that. But I think that no other team will hold LSU to 17. That won't happen. It's just not going to happen. No one's going to come close to that. So, you know, that's one thing to keep in mind. The other thing to keep in mind is the defense took a dramatic step forward. It gets lost in the frustrations of the offense, and it's certainly been true in our conversations the last 2 days where it just remains the focal point, and I get that. But the defense took a major step forward in terms of physicality. This defense was way more physical than Clemson's defense was at any time last year. This is truly an elite LSU offense. And so that gives you confidence, regardless of who you play. You know, think about that. Without being armed with the offense that you expected to be armed with, the defense still kept you in the game. Was out there all the time, was out there constantly, and still kept in the game, and again, played way more physically and with much better gap integrity and with much better run fits than they did at any time, and with much better tackling. You missed a few. You missed the first one. That was sort of glaring, but in terms of the totality of the game, the tackling was much better. The tackling in space was much better. Almost every element of defensive football play was better. And again, against an elite offense. I think that's important to remember. When you start scoping out the rest of the season, how this may play out, there's still an awful lot of reason for optimism. There is. It gets lost in the frustrations of the offensive performance, and you hope that, you know, those things get shored up and fixed. And again, you might not know the answers to those things for a while. You know, I don't know that you'll know them against any of the next few opponents. You might have to wait to determine that. But the reality is, I think there's still a lot of reason to be optimistic about this season. You know, so we'll see how it plays out. Joe and Byron, I'm coming right to you. Before we do any of that, let me tell you about my friends at Lake Kiwi Auto Group, where right now you can buy any new vehicle and spin to win up to 6 payments being taken care of by Lake Kiwi. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford is closing out summer with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive. Save up to $15,000 on new F-150s. Save up to $15,000 on a new Ram, and you can compare and contrast them right there, side by side. See how you like them. See how they feel to you. You can test drive them. Or save up to $20,000 on a new Dodge Charger EV. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has hundreds of vehicles deeply discounted for this massive sale. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and you can spin to win up to 6 payments being covered by the dealership. So go see our good friends at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Ford. LA Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram to spin and win. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. 864-888-1200. You'll thank me later. Joe and Byron, you're next.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Missing shingles, granules in your gutters, or water staining on your ceiling are all warning signs, visual cues that your roof is in need of repair. The next time you check your mail or back out of your driveway, take a glance at your roof, make note of any damage, and call Adams & Co. Roofing for a free no-obligation roof inspection. Adams & Co. Roofing's expert team members will assess the damage and provide top-quality repairs if needed to keep your roof and everything under it safe and sound. Don't wait for a small issue to become a big problem. Call Adams & Co. Roofing today.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Whether it's cruising around the neighborhood or hanging out with friends at the tailgate, do it in style with a golf cart from Elite Custom Golf Carts. Let their friendly staff help you find the perfect ride for you and your family. Call today to ask about their free delivery to over 10 U.S. states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now with 3 locations, call or stop in and see what makes Elite Custom Golf Carts the Upstate's golf cart superstore. Visit them at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com. Proudly owned by a Clemson alumni. Go Tigers!
Turn any day into a special occasion when you give her fine jewelry from Turner's Jewelers. Our experts will help you find a dazzling necklace, sparkling earrings, or a stunning bracelet. You know what she loves better than anyone. Turner's can customize a unique piece crafted flawlessly to show your love story. And when it's time to look for engagement or wedding rings, you can count on Turner's Jewelers to make the perfect day even better. Dream up a magical gift at turnersjewelers.com or visit Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfilet.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Harrison's is the home of Work Western, and wow! For nearly 30 years, our family has been boots on the ground when it comes to work. The key to our success is great partners like Ariat. We have the largest selection of Ariat in the Carolinas. Need comfortable work boots? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Want to show out at the rodeo? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Looking to wow on date night? Yep, Ariat. Work staples, Western favorites, and casual styles to wow any crowd. Shop Ariat at Harrison's in Malden and Spartanburg or online at harrisonsusa.com.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
At Toyota of Easley, now is the best time to get a closeout deal on the last remaining new 2024 Toyota Tacomas or get a new 2025 Toyota Tundra or Tacoma with financing rates as low as 1.99%. With Norris Built Accessories, you can also have your truck customized your way, any make or model handled by certified Toyota technicians. Call 864-855-2233. Visit toyotaofeasley.com or stop by for a test drive today on Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7 for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. You know, Ramona, we've not done a good job of covering the rest of the country because we've done 8 hours on Clemson football the last 2 days. 8 hours.
Basically, yeah, we have.
It's basically not been a lot else. Tomorrow, I promise, we will get to the games from this past weekend regarding the rest of the country because I have a lot of things I want to talk about all of those teams, about the things I saw, about the quarterback play in the various places, about how they looked, about how I would rank them now, et cetera, et cetera. We will get into all of those things, all of the other big games in detail on tomorrow's show before we advance forward and start looking ahead to this weekend. Right now, and I'm coming to you on the phone lines, just 1 minute, let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. Football's back. Underdog's the best place to make picks and win money, and you can play right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You can play with as little as $1. Last Thursday, I gave you a play that was with an Underdog boost and something else, and I turned $50 live on air into $706 on Underdog. Now, I missed my two big plays, but they were home run swings with Underdog's money. So it's house money plays. So I don't mind. I came actually pretty close on that Clemson play because one of them got canceled. I hit three, and I missed one. I don't remember. I think I missed the Wesco one. I think I need a reception of 25 yards, and he only had 21. I'm not in on anything tonight. I have a new Underdog password, and I don't have it with me. So I'm going to have to wait until I get home tonight to make my Underdog plays for the evening. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Millions of fans have already won billions. Making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18+, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms, _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. You know, Ramon, just for getting through those last two lines, I should win something. Flawlessly and with speed. Almost like it was sped up by the computer. Joe in Virginia, Byron and Kevin, you guys will wrap up the show. Joe, how are you, Joe?
That's pretty funny, Walt. Sometimes I wonder, like, oh my goodness, how do you do it? But did you happen to see that the Oregon mascot fell down and his head came off and he had to run back into the tunnel?
I did see that.
No.
I mean, I did
that
see
was
that.
Hilarious.
Yes, I
He's
did.
Like, oh,
I forgot
no.
about that. Yes, yes, a big duck head accident.
You know, the only thing that was negative this weekend, I didn't see mascot violence.
I know. We like a little of that.
Yeah. Do you remember when that Cincinnati mascot, like when the Cincinnati
Ramona.
Mascot was throwing snowballs at the players a few years ago?
Yeah. What my personal favorite was when Giant Head Mr. Met was giving the double bird to the Mets fans.
Yeah,
when your mascot turns on your own fans, that's bad. That's no good. And I subsequent to that learned that there were like 9 different people who played Mr. Met in that role. It wasn't just one dude. So, you know, maybe that's how the one dude escaped. It wasn't me.
Isn't their salary like $160,000 a year?
It is. Some of these mascots.
We had
an intern one time, Joe, whose life goal was to be one of those mascots. That's what he was trying to become, and he would talk constantly about the $100,000+. Yeah, there's just some things I'm not sure it's worth it. You know, I'm just not sure. I'm not sure it's worth it. Now, I guess some of these suits are like air conditioned and such. They would have to be. I mean, you know, imagine like working in Atlanta as a, you know, if you had to be a mascot in Atlanta.
Yeah, that'd be rough. Yeah. You were talking about New York. This is another random fact. Sorry to be all over the place. They're paying $180,000 for people to kill rats in the sewers in New York. Rats everywhere.
Yes. The rat killer. Yeah, we've actually read those articles on air. Yeah, they are actively seeking people that they'll pay a great deal of money for. Now, in New York, that's just enough to have a small apartment.
Yeah.
By the way, a small apartment filled with rats.
Yeah, no, good luck with that. It was a great weekend. I did not get to see the Bama game live. I need to go back and see it.
I need a
call from Bama Paul to be angry. I need him to call in. College football is not complete until he calls him off. We need some heat.
It's true.
We need some heat, but I heard some fear on that last caller's voice. He knows the truth. He knows what's going to happen in November. He sees the vision. You know, congratulations. As a side note, I'm feeling pretty good. I give us about a C+, B-, but I am disappointed in my Hokie people. They are not mad at Brent Pry. They are angry at drones. Drones is not the problem. Pry's the problem. I mean, what is wrong with you people? This is their attitude up here, Walt. Well, at least we kept it close. What is wrong with you? Have you guys lost it? So, I'm starting to feel not that great about the win. It should have been more. So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, but we have 2 cream puff snacks. I know you love Vandy. I know you love Vandy, but Pavia can't throw if he's on his back, Walt. So appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Hey, Ramona, that's the most animated I have ever heard Joe.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like a completely different dude. Oh, yeah. Look, he's feeling it right now.
He's pumped.
Byron, how are you? Byron, good to have you.
Good. How are you doing, Walt?
Good, Byron. Thank you for getting in, as always.
I think the best game of the weekend was the Alabama-Florida State. Florida State finally, they might be coming back. I think Alabama was overrated, honestly. We'll have to see by the end of the year. But
we won't have to see, Byron. I've been telling people for months that Alabama was a 5 or 6 loss football team. We don't need to wait and see. If you listen to this show, you've known that forever.
Yeah, but I will say, in terms of Clemson, and you know I'm not a Clemson fan,
yes,
but
we know.
From a local perspective, I honestly think it's time for Garrett Riley to go. Here's the thing. You've had 4 years for Garrett Riley to put his offense into, you know, what he wants it to be, and this is what you've gotten so far. I mean, if you want to win the ACC, that's great. But he's not the type of guy, from what I can see over the past 4 years, that is going to win you a national championship. Because if your top receiver goes down and you claim to have the best wide receiving core in the country, why didn't he find anybody else the rest of the night? That's bad coaching.
Well, look,
I'm just being honest with you.
Well, look, I think when you lose your best receiver, it changes who you are, period. I mean, I think that's fairly obvious. I mean, I don't think you're the same team when you lose your best receiver. I think it's true of anybody. When Ohio State lost Marvin Harrison, when they're up by 20 points against Georgia, they went on to lose the game in the fourth quarter. When your 2 becomes your 1 and your 3 becomes your 2, it changes who you are. Especially in this situation where your 1 is the ultimate leader of your wide receiving core, where he's the experienced leadership guy, and your next 2 guys are sophomores, are 2 sophomores. So I think it does change who you are. I think there's some elements there. But I don't think Garrett Riley had a great game, and I don't think his quarterback had a great game.
Yeah, it just, like, if you look at the the big games, he's had to, you know, be the offensive coordinator for. It just hasn't shown up. I mean, obviously against lesser opponents, Clemson has excelled and scored, you know, 40-something points. But when it comes to the teams that they need to beat to get to that next level, he just hasn't been the coordinator that has needed them to be, if that makes sense. That's what I'm seeing.
Well, again, I think there have been some breakdowns. Now, you know, who you want to assign those breakdowns to? Is Garrett Riley responsible for some of it? Yes. Is Cade Klubnik responsible for some of it? Yes. When you play the best opponents you play, you have to play better than Clemson played offensively. That's true. But I think the good news is that there's still a lot of talent on offense, and the other good news is that Clemson is back defensively and is nasty and is physical, and no other team all year is going to hold LSU to 17 points, not even remotely close. They're going to score.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised about the defense. That defense is you know, as advertised, as you were talking about, as other people were talking about, that's good to see. But at the end of the day, is the defense going to be able to, you know, help out the offense to the point where if they give up 10, can the offense score 10 against the best teams? I mean, yes, they scored 17 against LSU, but, you know, at the end of the day, they got to score more than 17, obviously, against the best teams.
Well, you know, look, that's a fact, Byron. I do think that Clemson's offense will play better. Again, the dilemma is that I don't think anyone's going to trust it fully until they see Clemson play another elite team and you see Clemson score 30 points or more against such a team. So whether that turns out to be Florida State later on or whether that turns out to be South Carolina at the end of the season, which would be another SEC opponent, I don't think people are going to be completely comfortable with the notion that the offense is fixed until they see it against that level opponent. And maybe we will. I do think that there's a lot of talent offensively, and I think Clemson should be better than they played against LSU, and I think they are better. So we'll see, Byron. It remains to be seen, though, and I understand the level of doubt. Byron, thank you. We're done. Stay tuned. And it is Ashby with Overtime with Ashby next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the ultimate lunch lineup boasts wall-to-wall sports and scenic views. When you're hungry and in a hurry, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only